Let's start out with your decision to offer this rebuttal to the slightly less than perfect audit results.
Well, how do I say this? The auditors, when we had our closing interview, they made it sound like we had a good audit here. We had very minimal problems, that we do a much better job than a lot of offices around the state of Missouri and our reviews and everything else. But their job is to point out this is what you need to do better. And then I got a call last night, and I read the article on the CT on the audit report. And when I came to work today, several of our staff wanted to visit about this, and they felt it had a negative twist to it, maybe unintentional, but it was a negative twist, and felt it appropriate that our office give rebuttal on the rest of this story, because it didn't act, I don't think it actually portrays the existence. I'm in my fourth term as sheriff. I've been through other audits. We've never had a problem before. We've had we've always been in compliance or immediately went to whatever they suggested or directed. And, you know, it's the same, sometimes it's the same employees that 4 years ago were telling us, well, you know, if you would just, you and Cindy are fine on going over the bank statements individually and note here what you checked and what you did and blah, 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 and that's fine, that's all we need. Well, now they want us to add a third person, go over stuff and everything. And I mean, we're a small agency, and I understand that, but when we had the jail, you know, technically on inmate money and everything else, we handled over $200,000 in their auditing period. Every dime's accounted for. But so, okay, we'll add a third person and take some more time off the street and helping people and reviewing the bank statements, and a third person to sign off saying, yes, this is accurate. You know, our inmate security fund, that is my bad. I had a misunderstanding with the state statute, and when I was at training with the Missouri Sheriff's on exactly when we charged the fee to the people that were registering, I also misunderstood it was the Sheriff's Association was trying to get it changed where the money goes to the inmate security fund rather than general revenue, but I misunderstood that. And as soon as Wayne, the auditor guy that was working with our office, pointed that out, we took immediate steps to change that, because we don't want to take anything from anyone that's not due. In fact, we even asked the county commission, the county clerk, to reimburse the money to the registered offenders to be in all fairness. It's my understanding that the county's attorney has since argued they should not do that, and the state auditors backed off their point and, you know, in my suggestion that we return it, and kind of misquoted that we had, that my office and I had caused it to be, had caused those funds, around $1,800, to be placed into general revenue then. When we didn't, that was a deal between the commissioners and the auditors and the commissioner's attorney. They have the authority to do that. I don't. The credit card statements, you know, in and of itself, you look at it and you think, what the heck is going on? And it's not. It's 13 transactions that they were able to pull out over a period of years. They wouldn't or didn't show us the credit card transactions. They just said there's 13 that totaled, you know, a little over $1,000. But they, you know, I'm like, is there anything that's not in compliance with the jail operations or sheriff's operations and needs of our organization? No. You know, the past employee of the county clerk's office, whenever, if we miss something, here's the issue that I should explain a little more carefully. You know, as with a credit card, if you pay off the balance when you get the bill, you don't pay interest. Well, the county doesn't want to pay interest on a credit card balance, but we got to have a credit card to do business with a lot of things. Prisoner transports, simple things of getting fuel in South Missouri or in Iowa or Kansas, meals for transporting prisoners. You got training where you got to do hotel reservations and those things that are mandatory. You can't just operate by a check. And there's been times that maybe a receipt has been misplaced. Credit card bill comes in, I'll sign off on it because I know I can verify it was an accurate transaction during that time period when a deputy was assigned to this, that, or whatever. And the former employee at the county clerk's office calls, say, hey, we're missing a receipt. Yeah, we're working on getting it. Here it is, blah, blah, blah. Go in later. So I don't know why there was 13 missing. I'm only guessing that there was some lost in transit maybe between here and there, but again, that past employee was always very, very good at notifying us whenever there was a receipt missing, and either this office or she would then collect one before it went on to the commissioner. So I don't, it just kind of flabbergasts. That's why 13 receipts were missing. Again, it wasn't for anything that was purchased wrong or improper, and I think that's what some of our employees felt that was the implication. You know, but you look at all the movement that that paperwork does. It goes from here to the county clerk's office, from the county clerk's office to the county commission. The county commission, each one of them go over it. They turn it back around and give every receipt and everything else for the whole county back to the county clerk. So I can see where some could get lost in transit or whatever. I just don't get it. But I would have appreciated a little bit more if the auditor's office would have given us opportunity to see what receipts they said were missing and let us look into it so I could have a better answer. And in closing, I mean, we honestly have good people here that care about their job. If they didn't, they wouldn't have been upset when I got to work here this morning with the wording of the audit. And honestly, the audit crew that was here, they were nice, polite, pleasant, courteous, much better than some we've had in years past. But I think their wording of the audit was just unintentional on the way it's got a negative spin to it, because they flat out told us that they can't, by their policies or procedures or whatever, they can't go out and say, hey, you know, really, the sheriff's office here does a really good job, better than other ones in the state. Or they told us that the bank reconciliation statement forms that Cindy would do and then I would do, that a lot of agencies don't even do that much. But now they want us to do a third one, and that's what they're going to recommend. So it's like a evolutionary step for the auditors. I think they have to save reason for the next time they're here, that they can find something else to talk about. But that's the rest of the story.
I do want to take a moment. I don't know if this ever got pointed out in the interview. Like, the overall rating was still good.
Yeah. But see, like, we have a volunteer. Her mother read the paper last night in color. She's like, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, there's 13 credit card transactions and receipts. You know, it gives the implication. I think it unintentionally gave a negative inference about our office. And every dime's accounted for. Nothing was improperly done or anything else. They just want to recommend better accounting procedures. And I work with the people I work with here. Personally, I didn't think it was that bad of a report in the paper. But Cindy and some of them, you know, that, I mean, they kind of took it to heart because, I mean, they spend a lot of time here on things and proud of what they do and the hard work they put in. And then especially when she and I had the closing interview with the auditors, we both had a much different impression that the final report was going to be written, you know, in better words than what it was, I guess.